This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. I thank you for listening. I thank you for subscribing. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group and Bill Curry Ford. Very quickly, indulge me, as the podcasts are free, to talk about Brandon Legal Group and Bill Curry Ford. Brandon Legal Group, full-service law firm serving the greater Tampa Bay area. Whatever your legal needs are, and that includes family law and divorce, Brandon Legal Group is ready to give you a free consultation. Just visit BrandonLegalGroup.com or call 844-4BLG4ME, 844-4BLG4ME. Longtime supporters of Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments, including the upcoming sold-out Good vs. Evil Chapter 6 on February 5th at Heritage Isles Golf and Country Club, Brandon Legal Group. Bill Curry Ford just presented both winners of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Leagues with $1,000 checks. Never an entry fee to play in a Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast League. Congratulations, Tony. Huge Bucks fan on winning the AFL. The other $1,000 check went to me as I won my last six, outlasted some outstanding competition. Last year's winner, Rob Wright. ABC Action News chief meteorologist Dennis Phillips, Dave Worth was the number one seed, and the sage Ira Kaufman, with a near perfect run, took everything I had to run the gauntlet through the playoffs and win the NFL, and then in our first ever NFL versus AFL, champion versus champion, I defeated Tony by all of, what was it, 20... No, it was basically 2 yards from Devontae Adams is what I beat Tony by in the first ever Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Super Bowl. So I received a check for $1,000 from Bill Curry Ford, which helps me pay for the recent Ford Escape that I acquired from Bill Curry Ford when I traded in my Ford Focus. My car buying experience was faster than it took T-Mobile to switch me over from Sprint. As for Sean Sullivan at Bill Curry Ford, if you cannot find Sean Sullivan, you ask for Grace Thomas. You tell her, I sent you, that you're interested in a new Ford vehicle or a new pre-owned vehicle, either a Ford or other major makes and models that are on the lot, and you'd like to speak to Sean about doing that. Bill Curry Ford, Northdale Mabry in Tampa. Email is write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. Let's do a Toddcast devoted to both the first round of the National Football League playoffs and look ahead to the divisional round. I can apply some of the same theories to what the NFL calls Super Wild Card Weekend that I do to the college football playoff. The more teams you put in a format like this, the more bad games you're going to get. So let's recap. Saturday, the early game Bengals-Raiders. Good game. It was a good game. It was a competitive game. It went down to the final play. Late game was over mid-second quarter, even though Bills fans will say, well, we're the Bills, we've blown big leads, they're the Patriots. It was over. It was a no contest. Sunday, the Bucks put away the Eagles immediately, no contest. The middle game was very competitive. Potentially a historic comeback for the Dallas Cowboys, but there were dozens of reasons, not just the final play, why the Cowboys lost and deserved to lose to the 49ers. Late game, no contest, Chiefs-Steelers. And then Monday night, no contest, Rams over Cardinals. So of the six games, two were worth watching start to finish. That's it, less than half. Both seven seeds weren't worthy of being in the playoffs. Last year, the seven seeds were, trying to remember off the top of my head. I know the Bears were, and they were kind of in it against the Saints. And the seven seed last year, may I? In the 2020 NFL playoffs, I don't think that 7 seed did particularly well. But let me take a quick peek here. The 7 seed was the Colts. And yes, the Colts can match up. They played the Bills and played them to 27-24. So this last year's 7 seeds fared much better than this year's 7 seeds. But, all right, so we've had 2 years of the expanded first round of the NFL playoffs. This year, 4 of the 6 games were blowouts. Last year, every game was okay. I mean, I never thought the Redskins would beat the Bucs, but they hung in there. I never thought the Bears would beat the Saints, but they hung in there. Seattle just doesn't fare well against the Rams, but they hung in there. Cleveland blew out the Steelers, but that was 6-3. So through 2 years, you've had one, we'll call it a good year for that expanded first round, and this year a very bad year for the expanded first round, where the only wild card that advances was the Niners, and the only other wild card that showed up was the Raiders, who had a late push and came into the playoffs hot and just didn't convert on the final play of the game to try to force overtime or win on a 2-point conversion. Now Mike Mayock is out, which probably means Rich Bisaccia is out, and we still have 8 teams looking for coaches and some of them also looking for general managers. Okay, so let's advance to this weekend, and I'm going to bring in the Vegas lines on this, in particular from my friend Jay Cornegay at the Superbook in Las Vegas, Westgate, to look at some of the updated lines. Recording this at 1 o'clock Eastern Time on Thursday. So let's go game by game. Cincinnati off their first playoff win in forever, over 3 decades, longest active streak among the major 4 sports professional leagues in North America. Bengals advance. They go to Tennessee. It is all division champions in the AFC playing now for the right to go to Super Bowl 56. Tennessee opened as a 2.5-point choice, and I even texted sports gambling editor of The Athletic and longtime golf buddy Andrew DeWitt immediately after the Bengals won that when we knew the Bengals opponent, especially if it would be Tennessee, I would hammer Tennessee immediately before information got out about the Bengals' injuries. Now, I'm not expecting the Bengals to be totally transparent about their injuries, although you can't get away with it as much in pro football as you can in, say, the National Hockey League. But the Bengals lost a couple of defensive linemen during the Raider game. Even if they play against Tennessee, they could be limited. And did anyone else notice when the Bengals were trying to run out the clock before the Raiders got the ball back, on their second-to-last offensive play, Jamar Chase was trying to make something happen with extra effort and looked like he injured his groin. And for a player like Jamar Chase to have any problem in that area physically would be a hindrance to the Bengals' chances. I haven't heard much this week on Chase, but you know, Deebo Samuel had something similar happen to him, and he ended up sitting out about 1.5 games late in the regular season for the Niners. I own Deebo Samuel in fantasy. I know. I don't think Ja'Marr Chase is 100%. I think the Bengals are getting a lot of emotional bandwagon love off that opening playoff win. And let's face it, there aren't a lot of Titans fans out there. There aren't. But I'll say this. The Titans certainly looked as good or better without Derrick Henry in getting the number one seed than they did with Derrick Henry. And for those of you who listen to my fantasy podcast, you know Derrick Henry is my fantasy man crush. So I jumped on Tennessee at 2.5. I see it currently at 3.5. I think it will go higher. I expect Tennessee to win big against Cincinnati on Saturday and then host the AFC Championship game, which I believe they will lose. The late game on Saturday, the 49ers go to Green Bay as a result of winning at Dallas. Never trailed against the Cowboys. Some call the Niners a hot team. That's why some like the Niners against the Cowboys. I just said all along, and most of you know this, that the Niners would be a very tough matchup in the playoffs. This is a team with a lot of talent in key areas. That's why they made the Super Bowl 2 years ago. They led the Super Bowl in the fourth quarter. Now, as we almost saw play out again against the Cowboys, nobody can blow a big lead in the playoffs late like Kyle Shanahan. I just don't know that the Niners are going to play from the lead against Green Bay. And while I am upfront about how Green Bay not making a Super Bowl the last 10 years since winning Super Bowl 45 is as much on Aaron Rodgers as it is anybody else. And Green Bay will have their annual playoff flop. I don't know that it's this week. It could be, because they're only going to play potentially three games. If they're going to flop, there's a 33% chance it's this week. But I'd lean towards Green Bay here. The number is moving in the Packer direction from 4.5 to 6. Key injuries, Bosa, Warner. It's going to be difficult for the Niners to stay in this game and have this game where they want it. And it playing from the lead. Although they came from behind against the Rams to get into the playoffs, that's not the way Green Bay loses playoff games. They don't lose playoff games by blowing leads. They lose playoff games by getting behind early and then just kind of quitting. And I put some of that on Aaron Rodgers. Not sure that shows good team leadership. So I expect Green Bay will flop, as Aaron Rodgers' teams have for the last 10 years in the postseason. I believe Aaron is 8-7 in the playoffs since winning Super Bowl 45. You want me to check that? I think we've done that before on a podcast, but I'll go ahead and check it. I have a feeling this will be a big podcast next week leading up to another NFC title game against the Bucks. But let me just look at his postseason record since Super Bowl 45. Here we go. Okay. 0-1, 1-1, 0-1, 1-1, 1-1, 2-1, 1-1, 1-1. 3, 5, 7. Oh, I'm sorry. So since winning Super Bowl 45, Aaron Rodgers in the playoffs is 7-8. I gave him too much credit. 7-8 in the playoffs. I still think Green Bay can handle the Niners and still firmly believe the Packers will flop against the Bucks or in Super Bowl 56, probably the former. Which brings me to the Bucks hosting the Rams. Bucks opened at 2.5. It has gone to 3. It might go a little beyond three. Rams beat the Bucks earlier this year. That was the game where, I mean, the Rams just physically beat the hell out of the Bucks. I don't think they can do that again. I think the Bucks will be better prepared for it. And I'll just take Tom Brady over Matthew Stafford. Rams also coming off the first ever Monday night playoff game traveling cross country to play what is in essence a noon game their time on Sunday. I hate the Monday night playoff game. I know ESPN got it because they paid more money. But it's not good for the Rams here. So, yeah, I'm with Tom Brady, and I'll take it at three before it goes any higher. That leaves Buffalo and Kansas City, and I'm with the money here. The more I have thought about this game, the more I think Buffalo can win it. Kansas City opened at 2.5. I see it at the Westgate Superbook at 1.5 with a very high total. In general, look, I'm not saying Tannehill's better than Burrow. He's not. But this is Burrow's first rodeo. You take the better quarterback in these playoff games. Now, maybe it didn't play out that way with Dak against Garoppolo, but Dak's got to make quicker reads. That's one of a dozen reasons Dallas lost that game. Josh Allen is fantastic. I'm sure if I put 100 of you in a room and I said, pick one quarterback, Mahomes or Allen, 95 of you take Mahomes, and the five of you who take Josh Allen are from Wyoming, Buffalo, or you just hate the Chiefs. But I think this is comparable. And we've seen Mahomes struggle. We saw him struggle last year in the Super Bowl. We saw him struggle the first three quarters of the Super Bowl he won. He's not as dominant as he was. I put some of this on the play calling of Andy Reid and Eric Bieniemy, which is why I question whether Eric Bieniemy is worthy of being a head coach. Besides, you're working with Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. And without them, how good are you? And I think the Bills' defense is better than the Chiefs. And I'm not saying the era of defense wins championships, we're not in that era anymore. But if it comes down to Allen and Mahomes both doing their thing, one or two stops might be the difference, like in the old days of arena football. And I'll take the Bills in that situation, even though they're on the road here at the Chiefs. So yeah, I'm with the Bills. I think the winner of the Bills-Chiefs game goes to the Super Bowl, and right now I'm thinking they win the Super Bowl. That's where I am as we lead into the divisional round. Would love to hear what you think. Write.todd@yahoo.com. Write.todd@yahoo.com. Thank you for listening to the Todd Wright Toddcast presented by Brandon Legal Group and Bill Curry Ford.